Can you imagine being a child, waking up this morning and not knowing who your parents are? You're in another home with a whole lot of other kids, and your only hope for the future is that someone actually adopts you so that you can have a better life. Well, with that sort of backdrop, and this happens on a regular basis, lots of children in the Western Cape in South Africa not knowing who their parents are, left destitute, sitting in homes, hoping for families. And there's this proposed amendment to the Children's Act, which has made the Western Cape government rather unhappy. As a matter of fact, the MEC for Social Development, Albert Fritz, in particular, not very happy with these amendments. He says that the amendments will make it illegal for anyone to charge fees for professional adoptive services, which would certainly put a halt to adoptions in South Africa and abroad as well. So joining you to unpack this in more detail is Kayla Murray, the spokesperson for Albert Fritz, Western Cape MEC for Social Development. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
What are the specific amendments to this act that worries your department in particular?
The specific amendments to the Act, which are the most concerning, are Sections 249 and 259 of the Act. So the first section, that will make it illegal for any fees to be charged. The issue with that is that it will make private adoptions illegal within the province, which will have a spillover effect of making various social work practitioners, psychologists, immigration specialists, etc., unemployed. But a bigger issue to that is that there are 3.7 million orphaned and vulnerable children in South Africa. If there are no practitioners able to facilitate adoptions in South Africa, then many of these children will not have the opportunity to live in a stable and loving home. And more than that, if they don't have a stable and loving home, then our CYCCs or our orphanages and our foster care system will be increasingly overburdened, more so than it already is.
Now tell me, Kayla, I would imagine if no one's, as you've alluded to, if no one's allowed to charge fees, you already said it, there are a lot of people won't be able to work in this particular space. But do you have the skills within social development to be able to facilitate any of the stuff? Because that would be falling on your lap, essentially.
As it stands, we currently have seven adoption agencies that we're linked to in the Western Cape, and we partially subsidize them in order to facilitate adoptions on our behalf. But if the Act were to be amended, Lumka Olifant, the national spokesperson, has explained that adoptions will be facilitated by the national government, and all fees will also be absorbed by the national government.
So, and what does that mean for you on the ground? So if it's facilitated by national government, what role would a regional government be playing, if any?
She has made it very clear that we don't have a role in this. But I think the biggest issue overall is that our social workers are incredibly overburdened. In South Africa, the average social worker has 100 cases to one human being, whereas in the world, the global average tends to be about 20 to 30, especially in the US and the UK, to one social worker. So that just shows you how stressed our social workers already are. Now, if you're going to add adoptions to their incredible, incredible caseload, they're not going to be achieved. They're not going to be reached. Children are just going to be left in the foster care limbo.
So where to from here? I would imagine the minister's not going to leave this lying down. Will there be potential court action? Where to from here to prevent this from happening?
Currently, the bill is being challenged in the High Court.
Okay.
The various community members within the adoption community are challenging this.
Okay.
So we're waiting for the outcome on that. The bill is expected to be enacted after the general elections, but it's only expected to be enacted partially as a result of the contention around Sections 249 and 259.
Okay, well, Kayla, we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you very much for your time.